Simon says.
Actually, Kathy says. And so I need you to weigh in on something. I got a complaint from one of our listeners, who one of our rabbis on Friday. He deals with Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is the 49 melochas, the 49 categories of work that is prohibited on Shabbat. And on Friday, what he was talking about was, he was talking about the concept of a Shabbos Goy. A Shabbos Goy is a non-Jew, is a Gentile person who assists you on Shabbat, right? So it could be somebody who is, it could be somebody who works in your home. It could be a neighbor. It could be somebody who walks in the street, who you call and say, "Gosh, look at that. I left the gas on. It might cause a fire." And you might need to do that for half an hour until they get the hint, because you can't tell them or ask them to switch it off.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Okay, you have to hint. So he was going through, you know, about Shabbos Goy. And in Israel, you generally don't know your Shabbos Goy.
See, now, why am I very uncomfortable listening to this already?
Just hold on one second.
Go on.
Okay. So I got a complaint from this listener who said the term Goy is not politically correct.
I'd say it's quite offensive, actually.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Why?
Because it's got that connotation.
What
it's
connotation?
It's used by Jewish people who use it in a pejorative, demeaning, not as good as us.
So I did a little bit of research.
Okay.
And calling a non-Jew a non-Jew, calling a non-Jew a goy that's not an issue. The issue is that some people who referred to Jews who were not observant referred to Jews who were not observant as goys.
Yeah.
Like that is something that only came out of my research. Up until that point, firstly, it's not a word that I use. It's not a word that...
Yeah, but why don't you use it?
It's just not in my vocabulary.
Well, there's a reason it's not in your vocabulary, because you know it's not okay.
So the words that are in my vocabulary is non-Jew and Gentile, and I much prefer Gentile, because I find that non-Jew is exclusionary, and I don't like that.
And why define somebody by a negative? Why are you a non-anything? You're not a non-anything. You're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you're a Hindu, you're a something.
Okay, right, so the point is, I've never experienced the term goy to be an offensive term. Right, certainly in my house growing up, it was never an offensive term. In fact, I would put my life on the line that when this rabbi was speaking, he was not making a reference to anybody negative. He was talking about how a Gentile helps you on the Shabbos. It's actually a concept called the Shabbos Goy. So I want to know from you, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Help me to explain, is the term Goy is it offensive? Is it non-offensive? Because when I went to Google, which I will do right now, and I type in Goy, DEF for the definition, right, it comes up, and Goy, a Jewish name for a non-Jew. Okay, the second one is Urban Dictionary, Goy, plural Goyim, adjective Goyesha or Goyish. That's the definition on Urban Dictionary.
You can read all the definitions you like. You've got to look how it's used.
No. The guy who complained went and looked up every possible site that has a negative definition and so copied and pasted those.
Okay.
But those must have been, I don't know, number 8,000 whatever in 12,000, because I went through pages and pages and pages. It's a serious thing. And that's why I'm asking you to weigh in, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Help me to understand if this is an offensive term. And if it's an offensive term, then shouldn't the Gentiles, Gentile listeners be listening? And exactly, if you're a Gentile listener, I want you to weigh in. Do you find it offensive? That's it. Now I'm late for news.
Never mind the concept of Shabbat Goy. We'll do that next week.
What do you know about Shabbos Goy?
I want to discuss whether that's problematic or not, but next week. To news, kid.
God according to Simon. Here we go.